Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I sit gazing at a gray sky as it lightens with the rising sun. Apollo is snoring behind me. He was awakened 2 hours before his normal rising, so it appears he is only interested in getting his beauty sleep. But it is cozy feeling to have him with me while I write. Do you have a kitty in your lap or a pup at your feet? Or maybe a goldfish swimming in a big bowl? Sip away with me while we look at a verse from 1 Peter. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. It doesn't take a news hog to realize that there are some major issues in the world that can cause us all anxiety. One look at the front page of the newspaper or 5 minutes of attention to any TV news will clue you into possible war with Russia, inflation, recession, mask or no mask, the price of gas, COVID, shortages on everything, etc. If you let yourself or myself spend more than 5 minutes listening, our anxiety will raise our blood pressure off the charts. These are all huge problems. But let's just take a deep breath, relax, and push away the worry and anxiety of these troubles. In most of these cases, we have absolutely no control over the situation. Even our opinion will not influence any of those in charge. So, what do we do? I have a suggestion. Go outside early in the morning before dawn and look and listen. Yesterday morning, I saw a few stars so bright that they are not lost in the city's artificial lights. The moon slowly sank as the sun, almost in unison, rose. This morning, there was only the gray sky, but there is no anxiety that the moon and stars are still there or that the sun is the source behind the brightening gray sky. Everything we take for granted was granted by God's love for all his creation. He made it dependable and trustworthy. We have no need to be anxious for the sun to come up in the morning, for the seasons to change as we are accustomed. The rain will come during the appropriate season wherever you are on this earth. The birds will sing, the squirrels will chase each other up and down the trees as they search for the day's meal, and on and on. So much of what we enjoy and indeed take for granted is really a screaming message from God that despite the messes we children get into, he is always the same. Merciful, dependable, consistent, stable, powerful, always available. In the backyard of my home, you will find an area with a fire pit surrounded by chipped slate, a mixture of large pines and hardwoods, and managed ivy, couple of hydrangeas and azaleas, and the yard runs down to the pond. All the shade prevents a lot of colorful flowers from doing well. But every year in late February, early March, a whisper of bright yellow pops up in the ivy. I have rarely noticed the green sprouts coming up, but when the daffodils bloom, there is no missing their presence. It is a dependable, reassuring sign that it's, despite the cold winds blowing, spring is on its way. The two clusters of bright flowers have arrived every year for the 14 years we have lived here. I did not plant them. Some resident of this 30-year-old home put the bulbs in the ground and without any special attention, no fertilizing, watering, or clearing the ivy have seemed to be necessary for a winter day to be brightened with these lovely, bright, yellow daffodils, raising their heads to the sun as a powerful reminder that the God who placed them on this earth is still in charge. Yes, the daffodils are small, and up against the huge problems in the world faces, they may seem insignificant, but they aren't. Nature, God's lovely nature, can relieve our anxiety by reassuring us that He is here in your backyard, in your and my little corner of the world, and He is not going anywhere. Let us pray. Lord, you know the condition of the world as well as the condition of our individual lives. Stress can sometimes seem to pile on one layer after another. We ask for help in focusing on the natural world and its consistency and its reminder that you are in charge even if life seems chaotic to us. Help us to cast our anxiety, our concerns, our fears on you, the one who cares for us with a love so deep and wide we can't even understand it. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.